Writer-director Jack Ballow was essentially a one-man band on the production of Destiny's Bridge. He walked into Tent City, a homeless community of 80 people outside Lakewood, New Jersey, with just his camera.
They were there for 8 years, and the township has decided that they wanted to evict them. So.
We're designing our society where the poor can't afford a place to live. It doesn't need to be that way. You know, we can build housing for everybody. At every wage level, we can build a house for.
That's Minister Steve Brigham, the de facto leader of Tent City. Destiny's Bridge is that community story, chronicling residents' life in the secluded Garden State woods and their fight to stay playing out in the state court system. And now Brigham and Ballow are taking the film on the road, showing it in cities up and down the East Coast. In Dover, a few hours before the film was screened, Brigham careens a large pickup truck into a parking lot. He's towing a bit of a load, a 10-foot-tall tiny house. It looks like the little houses people build to go off the grid that are popular on home and garden shows. It's not just a model, either. It's a house built for Tent City. Brigham is bringing it along to accompany the screenings. I asked him to show me around.
Okay, she's open. Come on in. Traveling for quite a while. It's about 135 miles down here.
And how long? You guys are going all the way to Florida, right?
Going all the way to Florida, yep. Going to the West Coast there on the Gulf. And I think we got about 8 stops going down.
To Brigham, tiny houses like this represent a way out of homelessness.
Well, this is what they need. You know, you need shelter. You need some insulation so your heat just doesn't fly away like it would in a tent. And this is so practical, you know. I mean, somebody could work at a minimum wage job and they could survive.
They chose to stop in Dover because of its sizable homeless population. The mayor's office says there were 196 homeless people in the area, according to the last official count. There are local services for area homeless, like places to get a meal, take a shower, or do laundry. But finding a place to sleep can be tough.
There's really no next step. There's a handful of transitional beds that they can go to, but not nearly enough.
Sue Harris is with Port Hope, Delaware, a homeless advocacy group based in Dover.
The problem of homelessness has really grown from just simply alcoholism and mental illness and drug addiction to basically financial problems. There's a whole lot of people out there in the streets that their biggest problem is they just can't simply find anywhere to afford to live.
Port Hope's goal is to build affordable tiny housing for the homeless in Kent County, similar to the Tent City home. The group wants to install a test site for these homes, but Harris says first they need the green light from city or county officials, depending on where they build. Dover Mayor Robin Christensen says his chief concern is safety for any tiny home residents.
They have to comply with the codes and rules and regulations and the zoning ordinances that are in place. And we certainly would work with them to accommodate them if necessary, but we're not going to allow any substandard housing.
Back in the Destiny's Bridge tiny house, Brigham is getting ready to lock up, climb in his pickup, and head over to the movie premiere. For him, it's far more than just a film screening.
Personally, I've been homeless myself for 10 years. I've lived in a tent for 10 years. And, you know, I do it because this is a major civil rights issue here. And it needs to be fought. Somebody needs to stand up for this issue.
For Delaware Public Media, I'm Mark Earhart.